And now I'm here with the executive director of the world famous Phuket Boat Lagoon. This is Wiki Sundaram. How are you, Wiki?
I'm good, JP. It's good to hear you. And good that we'll be, the next grow boating is scheduled on Friday, 7th of June at Phuket Boat Lagoon. Any day is a good time here for the marine industry.
Yes, well, you've been the steady hand atop Phuket Boat Lagoon for many years, and you've been going to the events for a long time. What can you tell me about some of your favorite moments at the grow boating events?
A lot. I mean, I've been with Boat Lagoon now for a little more than 8 years, since 2016. My very first grow boating was in June 2016. I was invited by a good friend, Jay LeSharp, to say something at the grow boating. I was taken aback to see how the industry here, the marine industry, marina industry, boating industry, they make it a point to get together once a month, which now has been set as the first Friday of the month, to bring the industry together to discuss about what's the development, what new happenings, whether it's the boating scene or marine industry scene or new marina developments, on could be a new boat brand, broker or agent in this region. So it has been very industry mind-opening kind of a get-together. I mean, besides enjoying some beverages at the same time, but it's more as sharing information how Phuket has been known as a hub in this region for the last 40 over years. But the industry here is not giving it up. They are still working hand-in-hand together to make sure that we remain as the main hub or the premier hub in Southeast Asia.
Wow, June 2016, you're coming up on 8 years since then.
I went for the first grow boating a month after I joined. So I joined Boat Lagoon in May 2016. As we speak, we are this year's May is coming to an end tomorrow. So I've crossed my 8 years with Phuket Boat Lagoon.
Wow, congratulations. That's a big milestone.
Thank you.
Again, that's going to be on June 7th at the Boardwalk Bistro and Bar starting at 5 p.m. only at the Phuket Boat Lagoon. Now, Wiki, why should people come to the Grow Boating event? It's not just for people in the marine industry, is it?
This is what I keep saying to people who I meet for the first time or who's been in Phuket, who's not heard of Grow Boating. They think it's primarily for the people in the marine and marina industry. I say, no, it is open. There could be people who are keen to get into a boating or a charter trip. They might know some friends who are coming here who would like to go out on a boating trip, island hopping, or a private cruise. You meet people who are in this industry who come over for this grow boating to share their experience, to share their products, their services, what they do. It is more of getting to know people, getting to know what, besides a marina or besides being a boat owner, what other things that the marine industry, the marine tourism industry is evolving around Phuket and the islands surrounding Phuket. This is why I keep inviting new friends. They could be in a pharmaceutical business or in the financial business or manufacturing or be it even a car dealer, a salesman. Hey, you should come over. You meet people. You can expand your networking. You get to see what is happening. So this is what we keep promoting. It is open. We also invite companies that we know, business associates, to support this grow boating, to host the grow boating, so they can showcase their product for the growth of this industry in Phuket.
Yeah, wow, that's perfect. I mean, my experience at the grow boating events, I love it because you don't just meet people who are in the industry, who are professionals, but they live here. They're locals here in Phuket who can point you in the right direction, and you can really learn a lot about the local scene.
Indeed, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I have had friends who live in Bangkok. When they are here, if it happens to be on the very first Friday of the month, they make it a point to come and join the grow boating to get to know new people or to catch up with old friends. It's a meeting point for people.
Yeah, I gotcha. I mean, as a veteran of this event, you yourself would know so much more about this. I mean, what do you say to people who are kind of shy? Maybe you can provide some tips and if they actually go to the event and how to network with some people while they're there.
As you say, as the saying goes, how to break the ice. Come in for a drink. Come and join for a nice sundowner or an evening beverage. Then you meet people. Okay? That's how you start your networking. You could say, I'm from a different industry. Someone might, there could be one of the person who's attending the grow boating could be from a, he could be running a charter business. he might ask him or her a question. Have you been to this island? No. Do you know what they have? We do boat charter company. So these are the things that I would encourage people. Don't shy off. This is all meeting people, gaining new experience. It goes beyond. There's no limits to how you can grow the whole networking and getting to know what we do here in Phuket.
Perfect, perfect. I mean, I don't want to take much more of your time. I know you're a busy, busy man. Mr. Wiki, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about Grow Boating. I really appreciate it.
Forward to seeing you at the Boardwalk Bistro on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Same here, same here. There he goes. That's Wiki Sundram, the executive director of the Phuket Boat Lagoon over in Kokkeo. You can meet him and a ton of other people, not just in the marine industry, but in industries across the island at the Grow Boating event on June 7th, Friday, June 7th, at the Boardwalk Bistro and Bar at Phuket Boat Lagoon starting at 5 p.m. You can check out the Phuket News for more information on Grow Boating.